I'm not being provocative.
It's a horrible show.
It's a dreadful show. Let me tell you what else. People ask questions about, let's get on to another nice man. A nice man. Louis Theroux. People want to know about Louis Theroux and what he's up to.
Yeah, but you were in Louis' golden age. You were, because it's, and then after that, the last series, everyone, I mean, I'm all for the Theroux, even though, you know, John Ronson. John Ronson.
Yeah.
Because he did rather steal John Ronson. That's good. He did. There's no getting away from that. And, your show, of course, will be one of his flagship shows, along with, you know, the golden age. Yeah.
Well, we made it for him, of course, didn't we? And then the Metropolitan Police helped by arresting us in the middle of it all.
Yeah, there was all of that.
If,
as Quentin Crisp says in The Naked Civil Servant, if I had to just offer one image, just one little image from that, it's when you were in that wine bar, nice and alight, well alight, and you're just talking to him, and they bung the camera down here, oh, it's turned off. And I think it was the silhouette of you being nicely alight, toasting with a glass of bread or something, and the heavy-handed flirting and all of that. That was what really came out.
Yes, but don't think that I didn't know. There was no question of ever turning the camera, pretending the camera was
turned off. No.
It sounded as though we didn't know the cameras were on.
No, they were very, very honourable. Of course they do. Smoke and mirrors. It's all very good.
I'm perfectly happy. What's wrong with a glass of wine? Or two.
You're not going to get any argument about that.
All I've been offered here is a glass of water, but a glass of wine would be lovely.
Ah, well, you should be. If you get here at 5:15, you can have some of the pre-show cocktails.
Ah.
We always invite our guests. I arrive at 5:15. If you get on the invite, it says 5:15 for 8 o'clock.
Oh,
we're seeing square out of this eye and round out of that one as I'm talking to you right now. Is there some seat still available?
I don't know.
You've got the phone number.
Yes, if anybody wants to come along.
I think it'll be a rollicking good night out.
Of course it'll be a rollicking good night out. The box office is 01753853888.
Say that again.
Oh, I put my glasses on.
That's what I was going to say.
01753853888. And that's the Theatre Royal Windsor a week tomorrow.
And then it's still there. What is the name of the show?
Share an evening with Christine Hamilton. It'll be a jolly romp. Lots of laughter. Nothing serious at all.
If this flies, is it part of the tour with the T-shirt and everything going on?
No.
Yeah, how much would you charge for a Christine Hamilton T-shirt?
Depends whether she's in it or not.
Bob Dylan T-shirt's £22. And Bob wasn't certainly in it.
£22?
That's what they're selling merchandise for these days. £22 on the official merchandise.
You have to take a stand on these things. In 1975, you know those Mr. Whippy ice creams?
We've discussed them many times here.
I was outside Westminster Abbey, and I was working at the House of Commons. I went with a friend. We were desperately hot. We went and got a Mr. Whippy, and he was raking off the tourists, and he wanted £2.50. This is whatever, 1974.
Man.
And I'd already got my Mr. Whippy. Yes, and it was all twirled around, and I was so angry, I said, right. So I just turned it upside down and slammed it down on his counter. I said, you can do that with your ice cream. So I left him.
And did you get your £2.50 back?
I hadn't passed it over.
I was so
horrified.
So I reckon £2.50 at 74.
£2.50.
£20.
He was trying to rip off the tourists.
That is a great one.
And 99% of his customers were tourists, and they didn't know any better. They just handed over.